walking, eh?
Going to Grand Valley.
Oh, fun. You what?
I
then it reduces your property taxes by about $560. But what do you pay all your taxes and then get a check back in the mail?
99 was produced as part of CITR 101.9 FM's 24 Hours of Radio Art. It was produced by me, Melanie Woods, and recorded on the 99B line.
For art's 1,000,052nd birthday, tune into a higher frequency.
You are now experiencing 24 hours of radio art on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned for more curated radio art from around the world.
January 17th is Art's birthday. Tune in to CITR
from midnight to midnight
for 24 hours of radio art.
Your ears will be bent, blown.
Your ears will be tantalized and tarnished.
We promise. We promise.
The Canadian Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Sarah Lapsley and the Mercury Theatre on the Air in the War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. We now know that in the early years of the 21st century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than our own, and yet as mortal as our own. We now know that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet, across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that to our minds, as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 16th year of the 21st century came the Great Disillusionment. It was near the end of January. Spirits were up. Trudeau was Prime Minister. A greater tolerance was in the air. The Canadian Broadcasting Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on their radios. And now, a weather report from our Eastern correspondent, Frankie McDonald.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Massive storm is headed towards Nova Scotia on Saturday, January 16th, 2016. During the evening hours, it's going to bring up to 20 to 30 centimeters of snow in Nova Scotia, and more than 30 centimeters of snow. It will happen, especially in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and Sydney, Nova Scotia as well. It's going to bring a lot of snow, very strong winds. It's going to bring blowing and drifting snow, whiteout conditions, reduced visibilities. It's going to bring a lot of snow drifts on the ground in Nova Scotia on Saturday, January 16th, 2016. During the evening hours, it's going to bring a lot of snow. There will be big waves crashing on the shores, especially in Shelburne, Nova Scotia, and Yarmouth, Nova Scotia as well. Since the low pressure system is going to intensify off the east coast of the United States, that's going to bring wind-driven snow in Nova Scotia on Saturday, January 16th, 2016. It's going to bring a ton of snow, very strong winds, drives will be treacherous, streets, roads, highways, and Trans-Canada Highway will be snow-covered as well. It's going to bring blizzard conditions, blowing and drifting snow, whiteout conditions. The same major storm is going to hit Prince Edward Island, including Summerside and Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, and New Brunswick as well. People in Nova Scotia, be prepared. Have your winter boots ready, winter jackets ready, hats and gloves and scarves, ski pants is ready. Order your pizzas and order your Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Do your grocery shopping. Don't wait till last minute. Do it right now! if your iPad's church, if your iPod's church, if your cell phone's church, if your laptop's church, if your tablet's church, if your 3G, 4G ain't ready. When you drive the car, take your time drive the car. Be very careful so you don't get into car accidents and slow down. When you go for a walk, be very careful walking so you don't slip and fall.
Thank you, Frankie. And now to some live music. We are rebroadcasting our supergroup Pop Punk concert live from the Bowery Ballroom in New York City. So we'll take you now to the Bob Mould Band. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of pop punk music to bring you some breaking news from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 10 Pacific Standard Time, there have been several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving towards the Earth with enormous velocity. The phenomenon has been described as like a jet of blue shame. Flame shot from a gun. We now return you to the music of the Bob Mould Band live from the Bowery Ballroom in New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Following the breaking news of an explosion of hydrogen gas on Mars, the Government Meteorological Bureau has requested that the large observatories of the country keep an astronomical watch on any further disturbances occurring on the planet Mars. Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, we've arranged an interview with noted astronomer Professor Maxwell, who will give us more information on the events after this public service.
Musqueam 101 is a community meal and speaker series that brings together the knowledge of two communities, Musqueam and UBC. It provides an opportunity for Musqueam community members to meet educators and participate in the academic culture of UBC.
The night begins with a catered meal and then a guest speaker presents on a subject relevant to the community at Musqueam, or First Nations more generally. Each presentation is followed by a group question period and discussion of the week's topic.
Musqueam 101 is offered from early September to early April. We meet weekly on Wednesday nights at the band office lower boardroom.
For more information, visit www.musqueam.bc.ca/events.
We are on the line with Professor Maxwell from the Gonzales Observatory in Victoria, BC. Professor, would you please tell our radio audience exactly what you see as you observe the planet Mars through your telescope?
Nothing unusual at the moment, Sarah. A red disk swimming in a blue sea, traversed lights across the disk, quite distinct now because Mars happens to be the point nearest the Earth, in opposition, as we call it.
In your opinion, what do these transverse stripes signify, Professor Maxwell?
Not canals, I assure you, Sarah, although that is the popular conjecture of those who imagine Mars to be inhabited. From a scientific standpoint, the stripes are merely the result of atmospheric conditions peculiar to the planet.
Then you're quite convinced as a scientist that living intelligence as we know it does not exist on Mars?
I'd say the chances against it are 1,000 to 1.
And yet, how do you account for the gas eruptions occurring on the surface of the planet at regular intervals?
Sarah, I just can't account for it.
By the way, Professor, for the benefit of our listeners, how far is Mars from Earth?
Approximately 40 million miles.
Well, that seems like a safe enough distance. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another piece of breaking news. A shock of massive intensity has been reported coming from a 20-mile radius around the Wilmoth Farm in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Initial reports suggest it is probably a meteorite of unusual size. Dr. Maxwell, do you think that this occurrence could have something to do with the disturbances observed on the planet Mars?
Well, it's difficult to say with such limited information.
Thank you, Dr. Maxwell.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, continuing with our breaking news, here is the latest update from the Intercontinental Radio News. A total of 3 explosions have occurred on the planet Mars. Closer to home, we can confirm earlier reports that at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, a huge flaming object believed to be a meteorite fell on the Wilmoth Farm just 20 kilometers from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. We will be trying to get you more information directly from the scene. In the meantime, we'll take you back to the Bowery Ballroom in New York City for our supergroup pop punk live music concert. This is the Black Keys. We've been following breaking news. Three mysterious explosions have been observed on the planet Mars. We do confirm reports that a meteorite has fallen near Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. We take you now to a correspondent who is on the scene at the site of the meteorite crash at Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Professor Pearson, an internationally renowned astronomer from the University of Saskatchewan. Professor Pearson?
Do you hear it? It's a curious humming sound that seems to come from inside the object. I'll move the microphone nearer. Now we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Oh, Sarah.
Yes? Can you tell us something about the meaning of the scraping noise inside the thing?
Possibly the unequal cooking of its surface.
I see. Do you still think it's a meteor, Professor?
I don't know what to think. The metal casing is definitely extraterrestrial, not found on this Earth. Friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually tears holes in a meteorite. Pardon me. This thing is smooth and of cylindrical shape. Just a minute. Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. The end of the thing is beginning to flake off. The top is beginning to rotate like a screw. The thing must be hollow. Oh, God, she's moving. Keep back there, I tell you. Maybe there's men in it trying to escape. It's red hot. They'll burn to a cinder. Keep back there! Keep those idiots back! She's off! The top's loose. Look out there! Stand back! Stand back! Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed. Wait a minute. Someone's crawling out of the hollow top. Someone or something. I can see peering out of that black hole two luminous disks. Are they eyes? It might be a face. It might be. Good heavens, something is wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Now it's another one. And another one. They look like tentacles to me. There. I can see the thing's body. It's large as a bear, and it glistens like wet leather. But that face, ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. The eyes are black, and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth, it's V-shaped, saliva dripping from its rimless lips that seem to quiver and pulsate. The monster, or whatever it is, can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity? The monster is raising up. The crowd falls back now. They've seen plenty. This is the most extraordinary experience. I can't find words. I'll pull this microphone with me as I talk. I'll have to stop the description until I can take a new position. Hold on. Will you please, sir? I'll be right back in a moment.
Yeah.
This is Sarah Lapsley. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what is happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Saskatchewan. Now, back to our correspondent, Professor Pearson.
Ladies and gentlemen,
am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins the Wilmoth Farm. From here, I guess, we put the whole seat, and I'll give you every detail, as long as I can talk. As long as I can see. More police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit, about 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep some distance. The captain's conferring with someone. They're studying the object. Police personnel are advancing with something in their hand. I can see it now. It's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. A flag of truce. If those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait! Something's happening. A hump shape is rising out of the pit. I can make a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror, and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Good Lord! They're turning into flame! Now the wolf wild is catching on fire. The woods, the barns, the gas tanks of automobiles, it's spreading everywhere. It's coming this way, about 20 yards to my right.
Professor Pearson? Professor Pearson? Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Moose Jaw. Evidently, there is some difficulty with their field transmission. However, we will return there at the earliest opportunity. The latest update from the Intercontinental Radio News indicate that scientific experts believe the explosions on Mars are undoubtedly nothing more than severe volcanic disturbances on the surface of the planet. We now continue our live broadcast of the supergroup pop-punk concert from the Bowery Ballroom in New York City.